This podcast is sponsored by Explore Worldwide. Explore offers guided travel holidays from city breaks to honeymoons. Explore's local tour guides and their small group adventures give travellers the opportunity to experience a country and not merely observe it. Whether it's a food and drink tour in the hilltop towns of Tuscany or a walking tour in the rice fields of Vietnam, Explore puts their trust in the quality of their local tour leaders so you get a better insight into your holiday destination. Head to exploreworldwide.com. Hello, I'm Simon Calder, welcoming you to my independent travel podcast, bringing you the latest on travel, whether you're dreaming of a great escape or actively making plans for one. Today is a little bit different. I'm going to be talking to you about the slogan that I use, the man who pays his way. What does that mean then? But of course, you don't need to pay anything for this podcast, and the same applies to my weekly travel email. Do sign up if you would like to at independent.co.uk/newsletters. If you look at my profile at The Independent, you will see that I am the man who pays his way. What does that mean? Well, it means I pay the normal market price for all my travel purchases. For example, if I'm booking a flight, I will do just the same as you. I'll talk to an excellent travel agent, or I will go online and I will obviously get the best deal I possibly can, and I'll try and avoid all those annoying extras, but I'm going to be paying cash just the same as you do. Same happens for package holidays, same happens for hotels, for any travel product. And it is a quite annoying at times policy, not least when I found myself traveling from Shetland to Edinburgh in August. Yeah, absolute peak time, fantastic trip to Shetland, but then I had to fly down, and £250 for about 400 miles of travel. Rather more than I would like to pay, but there we are. It's all to do with the way that The Independent came into being. Gosh, yes, there we were, 1986. Well, I say we, I wasn't there at all. I was working as an engineer, in fact, but I was occasionally doing some guidebook writing. Not being a recognised travel journalist, of course, the idea of having some kind of free facilities hadn't occurred to me. It certainly hadn't occurred to the travel industry, so I never kind of ever got into free trips. And then when finally I started writing for The Independent, well, it quite suited them, because for a good number of years from the foundation by the great Andreas Whitten Smith in 1986, they had a strict no freebies policy. Now, I don't need to tell you that the newspaper industry has been through some tough old times. And look, we have done our best at The Independent to come up with better and better travel coverage for you. Now, you'll be the judge of whether or not that's actually worked or not, but that's always been the aim. And in about 2003, The Independent decided it was going to upsize the travel section. Oh, what joy! So you get a 32-page pull-out section. How wonderful that was, and really exciting to be able to try to deliver more good quality information, inspiration and entertainment for our lovely readers. Well, the trouble was that it was already getting to be a real struggle to get the books to balance, because we had limited contributor budgets and limited expense budgets. So in one of those decisions, we decided that the only way we could fill those pages and deliver all that good stuff was to get rid of the no freebies policy. Now, by this stage, I've been at The Independent for flipping years, and I was sort of quite comfortable with the no freebies policy. Also, unbelievably, paying for all my own travel had got cheaper and cheaper and cheaper, because since I joined the Independent in 1994, yes, I was very young, thank you very much, the cost of travel had just continued to fall. And that's been absolutely the pattern over the past, 27 years. So it's getting easier and easier to be the man who paid his way, pays his way, paid. Oops, no, definitely present tense. So at the time we went like that, there needed to be some way of coming up with something to say, look, Simon's staying on doing the same old slightly eccentric policy. And so I remember I was on the phone in a call box, because those were the days, to one of my excellent colleagues, Rhiannon Batten, indeed, who's gone on to great things since then. And we were discussing all this on a crackly old line. So I said, oh, I suppose I'll just have to say something like the man who pays his way. And that's sort of stuck. And I'm, well, very happy to do it, not least because it means, oh, I don't really have a sort of direct relationship with any particular company, so there's no reason why they would ever know that I was travelling on their services. So things happen to me that happen to you. I'm not for 1 minute criticising or denigrating the fantastic travel journalists who do brilliant work and are absolutely able to write critically about places, locations, transport that they have had paid for. I'm not saying that I'm in any sense on a different kind of plane from them. I just enjoy being the man who pays his way. And of course there's other publications that do very similar things. So it's just a bit different. And it means that over the past 27 years, I've never ever struggled for things to write about, because frankly, things are always going wrong. And I suppose the other advantage is that it keeps me really, really tuned to the idea that I need to find the very best value. So there's some great travel writers out there who are very happy to accept facilities and believe that they can actually go off and write about high-end stays and luxury cruises and evaluate business class seats in a way that I can't, and they will do it brilliantly. But I'm happy down the back of the plane, in the youth hostel, wherever it might be. Well, long may that continue, and long may my excellent other travel journalist colleagues continue to do what they do. It's a wonderful and privileged business to be in, to be reporting on the industry of human happiness. Well, of course, you can get all the news you need, happy or not, 24 hours a day at independent.co.uk. And you can follow that up with /newsletters. Lucky you to sign up for my weekly travel newsletter, free every Friday at 7 a.m. For now, goodbye, stay safe. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.